broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for April the 27th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, for the United States of America as our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Kurt was with us first hour doing a phenomenal job. He had to hop. Jump into our next incredible guest, James Clymer, the party of integrity, liberty, and prosperity, constitutionparty.com. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be on your show.
Now, you're an attorney, so I want to kind of pick your brain on something that really scares me. I don't know if you know this, but the FBI, when it came to the Ammon Bundy case, literally got caught lying. They withheld exculpatory evidence. They lied on the stand and perjured themselves, and they got caught, so much so that eventually the judge was so incensed, he just flat out dismissed the case and said, you know what, Ammon walks free. This is insane. The government's, you know, criminal activity. This all happened because of whistleblowers inside, etc. And Ammon Bundy literally served 2 years in prison. He was acquitted by a jury in Oregon. And he was then let go by the judge because of the criminal acts of the FBI in Nevada. But he served 2 years for literally nothing. He doesn't have any blemish on his record at all. He's been arrested a bunch of times, but he's not guilty of any wrongdoing. Every time they dig into Ammon Bundy, they have to let go of the cases because of the criminal activities of our government. In fact, Marcus Mumford, who's now passed away, was the attorney in Oregon. And when the judge had the jury come up and render the verdict of not guilty for Ammon Bundy and others. Then Marcus Mumford said, now I need you to let my client go. Your Honor, can we? And they literally tased the attorney in the middle of court. I don't know if you're aware of all this.
I wasn't aware of that part, no.
All right, this is literally factually what happened. So to make a long story short, now the FBI is under the gun on a variety of other cases. There's a Seth Rich bombshell. Are you familiar with the Seth Rich case?
I'm sorry, which case?
Seth Rich.
Oh, yes. Yes, I am.
All right, so
yes.
Seth Rich is the gentleman that was a Democratic operative or whatever. And it turns out that you and I and others were reporting on Seth Rich. So were a lot of mainstream press news services that he was murdered. And it turns out that in the middle of the night, this DNC guy with the Democratic National Committee, was out in the middle of the night drinking and partying or whatever else, and he got murdered. And the FBI said that it was a robbery gone wrong, although he was shot in the back, and they didn't take any of his possessions. And at the time, we reported that and said, you know what, something doesn't smell right here. This doesn't pass the smell test. This is insane. And the mainstream press mocked us. The family turned against us and said, how dare you? You know, add insult to injury. We're already grieving over our son. How dare you dig into this? Leave it alone. He's dead. It was just a robbery gone wrong. Leave it alone. The mainstream press mocked guys like us that were reporting it, calling us conspiracy theorists. The mainstream groups like Fox and others who were willing to at least report some on it eventually got threatened with lawsuits and everything else, and it shut the whole discussion down. There was only a few intrepid people like me and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live, like WND or WorldNet Daily, and a few others who were willing to keep up on it, the Gateway Pundit. A few of us intrepid people were willing to still work on the case, but not very many. Well, OWN News, One America News Now, doing a great job, and they filed a bunch of FOIA requests on this case. Well, they got heavily redacted information back. gym climber. But here's what it is. The FBI, in its forced release of heavily redacted documents regarding murdered Democratic National Committee employee Seth Rich, has included, listen to this, a cryptic pay for his death note. The Gateway Pundit noted that the FBI previously had denied there were any documents on Rich's death. So now you got the FBI, who knew full well there was these documents, lied, said there was nothing more, you guys are crazy, conspiracy wackos. So the FBI literally lied and then let the media attack us as conspiracy theorists and let all this go down, let lawsuits fly so that everybody backed off the story. But the FBI knew the whole time and lied and now got caught with their hand in the cookie jar. Do you have a response to this, Jim Clymer?
Well, I think it's pathetic. I mean, I know it's frightening because, first of all, the founders never envisioned a national police force, and you have to question, you know, what they're there for. But this has become an increasing pattern over the last number of years, where they, you know, it used to be that they would just lie when they're interrogating a suspect and to try to get information out of them. But now they go much further, and they're willing, like you said, willing to even lie when they're under oath and in court. And but it's they do that to try to entrap people. And then with what you're talking about with the Seth Rich case, it's all part of a whole cabal that is designed or has intention to mislead the public. I mean, I don't know where there's, I don't know where this is going to be going with the Seth Rich. You know, as you said, a lot of us were pretty sure from the beginning that there's something amiss here. There's a lot more to this story than what we're being fed. But it's all part of a pattern that with the FBI, which is, you know, I believe is just totally corrupt. And we saw that too with the involvement with the Trump administration and what they did, as well as what they didn't do. You know, not going after real criminals and then targeting other people to try to intimidate them, or as the case may be, or to shut them up, to harass them because of their political beliefs or whatever the case may be. And it's a very dangerous thing that we're getting into, where you have a national police force like the FBI being in playing a part of advancing an agenda, a political ideological agenda, which is really what's happening, and criminalizing activity that should be protected. And I want to
add insult to injury with what the FBI is doing here. Not that I want to do this. I'm just saying I want to highlight this reality. Remember back in the day, George W. Bush literally spied on all Americans.
Yeah.
He used the NSA and wiretapped and spied on everybody. When he first got caught, he lied and said, oh, I'm only spying on overseas terrorists. And if there's a connection to somebody, you know, domestically, then, you know, we capture that. But other than that, we're not spying on anybody. So he lied, and then we caught him at lying, and he's spying on everybody. And then instead of Congress, you know, really putting the president in prison, which is what should have happened, by the way, okay, when presidents literally spy and use unconstitutional agencies to spy on the American people, the president ought to go to prison over that. But nevertheless, the FBI, you know, continued, the NSA continued, everybody just continued. And George Bush then, you know, they just codified what he did in Congress, and they passed the Patriot Act and everything else to just literally double down and support criminal activity. It was a tragic tale to tell. But now there's a headline in the New York Times, of all places, that says the following. Ready? Special court scolds FBI for monitoring of Americans. Charlie Savage, New York Times. Now, here's what's interesting. So the FBI is spying on everybody, literally monitoring email, gathering information without warrant at all. And now they say this: for a second year, the nation's secret surveillance court has pointed with concern to widespread violations by the FBI. Violation of rules intended to protect Americans' privacy. They say when analysts search emails gathered without a warrant. But don't worry, the judge still signed off and gave them another year to carry out their criminal activity. That's a newly declassified ruling shows the details of this. And so you got now two judges in 2019 and now this one literally saying, FBI, you're criminals. You guys are disobeying the law. You're searching information and violating the privacy of Americans without warrants. It's widespread. It's not just once or, oh, my gosh, sorry. And it's widespread for multiple years. It was literally secret courts, FISA secret courts. And now the judge is like, bad on you. Slap your hand with a ruler. Go to the back of the line. But please continue the program. We need to start arresting criminals everywhere. I don't even know how to go about this. But the judges, both of them now are aiding and abetting George Bush, Congress, who have all created these secret courts in the FBI, all unconstitutional, just flat out running amok. When we get back, I want Jim Clymer to respond because I'm not an attorney, but I'm just an incensed American who believes in the supreme law of the land. I'm like Donald Trump. I believe in the rule of law. But something has gone off the rails. I'm telling you that right now. Widespread abuses. I just highlighted the Seth Rich lies, the Ammon Bundy lies. Now it's widespread and everywhere. Hang tight.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman, James Clymer, ConstitutionParty.com with me. We're talking about these, some would say gaffes, some would say missteps, but I would say flat out criminal activity, widespread is what two judges have said, 2 years apart, not to mention the other cases I highlighted as examples. The FBI's turned into a flat out criminal enterprise. And the problem is that the president of the United States in the past started, at least in my opinion, this latest rampage of abuses. And Congress bought off on it by passing the Patriot Act and giving literally carte blanche access to all of our private information by government unconstitutional agencies. Now, the problem is, and I want to ask you, Jim Clymer, constitutional attorney, I'm just an incensed American here. I just can't stand it. It's just getting worse by the second. when attorneys are tased in court, when men rot behind bars for 2 years and they're guilty of nothing, when I don't even know how to respond to this. What do we do, sir?
Well, we need to do a lot. I don't know if there's a, there's certainly not a magic wand that we can wave. I wanted to say one thing as far as the judge in the Bundy case. And, you know, when that trial started out, the judge seemed to be hostile to Bundy. And it didn't look good. And I got to give that judge credit for showing integrity and pointing out what the FBI had done and dropping the charges. And I don't remember whether it was all the charges or what, but anyway, you know, the judge took some very decisive and bold action, even though originally showing, I think I can say safely, showing bias in favor of the government's action against him. So, you know, there showed some integrity in recognizing that. Unfortunately, and you mentioned the Patriot Act and the FISA courts that go along with that, they're authorized under the Patriot Act. I don't know where these judges are. That's supposed to provide a safeguard from abuses. That's what they tell us. But you see what happened when they were surveilling Trump and conducting criminal. Well, that whole dossier that they tried to use as a basis for surveilling Trump. Where are the judges that are supposed to have the integrity to make sure these things are done in compliance with the law? There's so many of them are AWOL. They're really not doing their job. And you know, some of us predicted this in the beginning. We didn't have confidence there was going to be the protections that were supposedly built into the Patriot Act. And, of course, we've been proven correct, but what does that matter now after lives have been damaged? People have sat in jail and people have been defamed and all kinds of things have happened. The public has a short memory span and they quickly remember what was put out there in the beginning, but then when the truth finally comes out, they have forgotten about it. It's no longer big news. So lives are destroyed through this process. And, we need a Department of Justice. We need an attorney general who reins in the FBI and puts a stop to that. How you get that, I don't know. We're certainly not going to get it with our current attorney general. That's for sure.
Sad tale to tell. So what about shutting down the flat-out criminal enterprise known as the FBI? I mean, can you say it's anything but a criminal enterprise at this point? It's unconstitutional, first of all. Secondly, they're committing all kinds of acts under the cloak of government. I don't know what you want to call it, edict or support or look the other way or a wink, wink and a nod, nod. Or I mean, I don't know what it is in these secret courts, but it's off the rails.
Well, and it's systemic. It's not you have the FBI itself, which is, you, I think, correctly does characterize it as a criminal enterprise. And so now, obviously, that's probably overly broad because I'm sure there are a lot of good FBI agents who are there to do their job and who honor their oath to the Constitution and so on. But as a leadership, as a policy that are being set, And of course, I believe that there are many Peter Strokes and what was his girlfriend's name? I forget the name, but people like that who try to implement
Page.
A political agenda. Page, Lisa Page, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure there are plenty of those in there too, which are not doing their job. And as you said, Ed, you know, I think it's an unconstitutional agency to begin with, and it should be done away with. But then you have the other thing that concerns me, the people that are supposed to be the guardian of the Constitution and constitutional rights, the judges, the courts, are falling down and their responsibilities and are not doing what they're supposed to be doing in protecting the rights of individuals.
And you know what other case comes to mind in this? The Michael Flynn case. Isn't this a similar scenario of what happened to Ammon Bundy really happened to Michael Flynn? Government got a bunch of information, forged stuff and lied and went all the way to Michael Flynn, right?
That's another example. It's another example where they flat out lied to him to try to trap him. And, you know, thank goodness, for those of us who know, we know that he's been vindicated. Thank goodness Trump pardoned him and got out of that mess. But and there again, you saw a judge who was so hostile to him. They didn't even want to accept when the Department of Justice wanted to withdraw the charges, knowing that there was false, under false pretenses, under false information. And the judge didn't even want to accept that. All of a sudden, the judge became a prosecutor himself. Pathetic. It's
pathetic, but it's beyond that, ladies and gentlemen. Let me explain why I'm so incensed and so fired up over this. At the same time George W. Bush lied and spied on all the American people, government went crazy after the 9/11 attacks and stuff like that, and they passed all kind of legislative, I don't know what you want to call them, problem bills. One of them being this Patriot Act that allowed a lot of this surveillance to be codified and say, it's okay, we can have these secret FISA courts and we can spy on everybody, national security demands it, violating the rights of the people and everything else. That's bad enough. But they also created Homeland Security, which is another unconstitutional government agency created under the Republicans this time. But here's the point. So if Michael Flynn has to be pardoned by the president to save his skin, otherwise he goes to prison on false pretenses that have been proven false, as you wisely point out. And if Ammon Bundy's attorney gets tased in court and Ammon Bundy only walks because of an internal whistleblower to blow the lid off the case of the dishonest FBI. Okay? Here's the next headline, and I kind of wonder where you and I, meaning the American people, sit. Homeland Security Department plans, quote, extremism review, New York Times. And they go in and they talk about white supremacists, da-da-da. They go in and talk about domestic threats and constitutionalists and people who don't believe the official narrative on climate change and people who don't believe in vaccines and people who don't believe in masks and people who believe in kind of Ron Paul-esque politics. And they're going to start a Joe Biden / Homeland Security review and roundup of white supremacist domestic threat concerns, if you will. Jim, you and I as Christians first, white men second, not that we're into the racial discussions, but constitutionalists third, influential people, I mean, a constitutionally well-known attorney and a nationally syndicated talk show host. So to some degree, and I'm not trying to say we're celebrities, but to some degree, a little different than the average Joe in terms of our exposure to society, you know, somewhat famous in ways, right? You put all that together and you say, you and I are the biggest target right now under Joe Biden's Homeland Security. Well, a lot of the other things we pointed to were under Republican presidents. Now we've got a Democrat, socialist, communist, that's my opinion, president at the helm, backed by rabid, crazy, extreme members of Congress who literally want to see you and I virtually, I hope not physically, but figuratively fry, sir. And I'm very concerned about what they're about to ratchet up. You think it's been bad to date? You just wait. Jim.
I think we have to prepare for that because I think it's coming. I mean, you see it already. You see the beginnings of it. And we no longer have free speech. You have what we say, and I have my name on some Supreme Court cases, briefs.
All right, hang tight. I want Jim Clymer to continue, but I want to give him room to roll. Jim Clymer, ConstitutionParty.com. Stay there, my friend. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The effort to recall Democrat California Governor Gavin Newsom has received the necessary number of verified signatures to trigger a recall election in the fall. The California Secretary of State said on Monday they now have more than 1.6 million verified signatures. Health leaders said the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention could make big changes to its masking guidelines for outdoor spaces. President Biden is expected to announce updated CDC guidelines about masking outside at some time Tuesday. The medical community has known for a long time that the risk of transmitting coronavirus is much lower outside versus inside. Representative Tim Ryan, the Democrat from Ohio, a 10-term representative in Congress since 2003, and a former Democratic presidential contender, announced his run for the U.S. Senate on Monday morning. Quote, I am running for Senate because Ohioans are working harder than ever. It's time to hit the reset button. End quote. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
The 2020 census numbers are out, and it states America has 331 million people. With the numbers comes a shift in political representation. While Texas and Florida will gain additional seats in Congress, California and New York will lose seats. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The Census Bureau announced the first set of data from the 2020 census on Monday, showing the U.S. population now tops 331 million. The population grew 7.35% since 2010, the slowest rate of growth since the 1930s. The numbers also illustrating a population shift that could alter the look of Congress in 2022. Texas will gain two seats in the House of Representatives, one of six states to gain a seat. Illinois, Michigan, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia will all lose a seat, as will California, the first time in the state's history that its congressional delegation will shrink. The average population of a congressional district will also increase by more than 50,000 people to around 761,000. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, Jim Clymer. What do they call those guys? Esquire? Is that what you are? Esquire? Is that how it is, Jim?
Well, that's one in the title, yes.
That's a legitimate title.
Also, the national chairman of the Constitution Party.
Amen to that. ConstitutionParty.com, in my opinion, one of the great solutions in America today. If we want to take back America one vote at a time, we can count votes. We can create transparency, but it takes a lot of work by a lot of people. But I'll tell you this, a lot of hands make heavy work light. ConstitutionParty.com, check it out. Become a member, a lifetime member by choice. I am, and recommend you become one as well. So Jim Clymer and I are talking about this domestic threat, Homeland Security. The U.S. Homeland Security plans a review to address the threat of extremism in America, ladies and gentlemen. They say the agency has increased its focus on domestic extremism since Democrat Joe Biden won the election and took office in January. Now, that's a debatable thing. Now, if I bring up that I don't buy off on the government narrative on that, then, see, I become part of a domestic threat extremist akin to the Capitol rioters. The bottom line is, though, they're literally saying we're all terrorists. Shortly after Biden took office, the DHS, that's the Department of Homeland Security, issued a rare terrorism bulletin warning of the lingering potential for violence from people motivated by anti-government sentiment after election. Okay, now, just so you know, I'm not anti-government. They claim that I'm anti-government, but the truth is, ladies and gentlemen, I'm the one that says, you know what? The supreme law is the law of the land. that checks and balances are critical to preserve this country, that I reject revolution and stand for peaceful restoration, that I'm a Christian and that I support peace over war, that I don't want us to be a warlike people, that I believe we can avoid foreign entanglements like George Washington, the greatest general ever known, articulated. I'm the guy that says, listen, we've got to peacefully take our country back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. I'm the guy that basically says we've got to do it using the laws of our land. But you know what? If you support Donald Trump, and I didn't vote for him, by the way, I voted for the Constitutional Party candidate both times. I did not vote for Trump. Some of what Trump did, I loved. Some of what Trump did, I did not like. Nevertheless, I stood by him whenever I possibly could when he did what was right. To me, it's not a discussion of people. It's a discussion of principles. And I want to be on the right side of principle every time. Nevertheless, I digress, except to say I have demonstrated 25 plus years on the radio as peaceful of a delivery as I possibly can. Yes, I've got a little bit frustrated from time to time trying to call a halt to the con games in government. I've tried to challenge the swamp for accountability and transparency. There's no doubt about all that. But I've not demonstrated a single thread of violence whatsoever. But here's the problem. I'm friends with Ammon Bundy. Is he anti-government? Guilt by association seems to be the order of the day. And so I don't know where to go with this, but I'm fearing that it's threatening to ratchet up. Now, I got kicked off Twitter, Jim Clymer, because here's what happened. There was a report in LifeSite News from a bunch of doctors and medical professionals in Israel, and they're making the claim that more people are dying from the COVID vaccine in the elderly population than from COVID itself in Israel. Now, I don't know if the report's true or not, but I reported on the report telling you that there's a group of physicians saying this is the case. This is something that people ought to probably dig into more, but it raises alarm and concern. Well, Twitter kicked me off and said, if you don't take down that false reporting, then you're off Twitter. If you take it down and be a good boy, we'll let you be back on Twitter. Well, I won't take it down because I didn't report anything wrong. I'm telling you both sides of the story. I'm not even a medical professional. I'm not telling you what the case is or the facts are. I'm just reporting on the report in legitimate news organizations in Israel and LifeSite News, and they literally took me down over this. So the battle begins if I peddle in their minds fake news, because I don't buy the mask lies or the vaccine lies or the COVID manipulations, and I reject, for example, vaccine passports, for instance, because they're unconstitutional. Do I become a domestic enemy to the point where Homeland Security is literally going to come after me and threaten that I'm the seed of violence? Is that where we're headed, Jim?
Unfortunately, I'm afraid that is where we're headed. I mean, it's already happening. It's undeniable. The example you gave is one, but there are thousands of other examples of the same thing. We now have thought police. We have speech police. And it's not only the government, it's big tech as well. So they're, of course, they're working hand in hand with government, but you have people, groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center that has their lists, and unfortunately, police departments and government agencies rely on information that they get from the Southern Poverty Law Center, where they got their credentials. That should be information relied upon by the police department is beyond me, but it's happening. It's a fact. So you have, raise this specter of domestic terrorists, and anybody you don't agree with can be put on that list. And anybody you don't agree with their political speech, they put on that list. And again, it's relied upon by police departments and government agencies, and so whatever power they have or whatever they need to feel like they can use or wield their power, they do, and we become the victims, not because, in most cases, not because of what we do or that we're advocating anything kind of violence or terrorism, but because of our political views. Or, something as simple as saying that you're questioning the popular, the mainstream narrative on COVID or on the vaccine or on any number of other things that where you're showing disagreement with the popular narrative. And it's a very dangerous thing. I think we have to, and of course, LGBTQ or whatever the letter combinations are, another area where you speak out, you're characterized as a domestic terrorist because you don't accept the mainstream narrative on what is clearly a political issue. So it's a very dangerous area that we're entering now, and I think we have to be aware that it may come to the point where we're going to go to jail because of our beliefs or because of our speech. And this is
so. Two questions for you: do you believe that we will go to jail? Number one, and number two, who's going first, me or you?
I don't know.
Are they going to haul us off to the gulag?
Yeah. Well, listen, it's upon us. I don't mean to be real negative, but it is upon us.
Now, I would appeal to our Christian beliefs, and I believe that's what they're really out to attack, Jim. I don't think they're really out to divide us over race, although I think that's helpful, or vaccines or masks or, you know, male, female, whatever divide lines they find. Those are communist tactics. But I think the real goal is they want to attack Christians. See, I believe in God Almighty. I believe Jesus Christ is my Savior, and I believe in a peaceful effort to restore the country. Okay, I'm the guy that says we reject revolution, we stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the earth. Now, I don't think we're great because we're white, like they would racially charge. I believe we're great because we follow fundamental principles of liberty that Jesus Christ has given us. And I believe any nation that follows those principles will be great. And any nation that jettisons those principles will cease to be great, like Tocqueville highlighted. The Tocqueville said America's great because America's good, meaning a moral people. And I believe any nation that's a good, honest, moral people can be great. I think following the principles is what matters, not your race or the pigmentation in your skin. Okay, I'm not a racist. I don't believe that we are in any way superior because of our skin color. I believe we're all God's children. We're the human race, and we should start acting like it soon as possible, for crying out loud. Okay, that's the doctrine I preach. For that, I'm a rebel. I'm a renegade. I'm a domestic threat. I'm a terrorist. I'm of great concern, they say. And I submit to you, I mean, they've even written articles, these liberals have written articles where they talk about Ammon Bundy. They talk about all the, you know, Richard Mack and the anti-government sheriff's movement. And then they paint the article and they highlight about four or five or six people in the Patriot movement. And then they write this. And Sam Bushman, nationally syndicated talk show host, sits at the center of and coordinates them all. Now, I don't know that that's exactly right. But I'm certainly involved with them, and they're friends of mine. But they're now pitching it that I sit at the center of it all. In fact, the hub and the wheel is around Sam Bushman. I don't believe that's true at all, right? But yet that's what it appears, because that's what Roundtable is designed to do, is bring all this information to you. And so in that sense, I guess I am kind of the hub, but not as they charge. When we get back, I want Jim Clymer to respond to that. And then, since we can't leave any broadcast on a fear note, I got some of the best faith-based news you've ever seen coming up with my buddy Jim Clymer as well. ConstitutionParty.com, LovingLiberty.net. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org. Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking with Jim Clymer, well-known constitutional attorney, constitutionparty.com. We're talking about this domestic threat scenario, and they literally have described me as at the hub of it all. And so I'm afraid they might haul me off before Jim. Nevertheless, I believe that we're advocating for the message of Jesus Christ, for the peaceful principles that make people free. The truth shall set you free, they say. Okay, well, you know what? Our free speech, the five fundamental guarantees in the First Amendment are at stake here, ladies and gentlemen. And whether you agree or disagree with me or not, you know what? We have the right to agree and disagree, and we should do so with civility in mind. Okay, we don't need to hate one another. We can be kind and respectful, and we can just say, you know what? I don't agree with that. I think that's wrongheaded or ill-advised, and here's why. And we can articulate for our own beliefs. But because we're Christian, they're attacking us, Jim.
No doubt about it. And, you know, going back to what Obama said quite a number of years ago, a lot of us reacted very negatively when he said that America is no longer a Christian nation. We didn't want to recognize that. But, in fact, I'm afraid it's true. And the truth of the matter is that we are, I think, in the minority at this point. This nation was founded upon and throughout its history has maintained the principles of Judeo-Christian government as part of its jurisprudence. And I'm afraid that's rapidly no longer becoming, is no longer the case. And I think that that's what we need to prepare for.
Let me rephrase this a little bit to get to what Jim's pointing out, but I want to be accurate and deliberate in our word usage for a reason. We are a Christian nation. We are founded as a Christian nation. The Judeo-Christian principles are at the helm of our constitutional democratic republic. And we have these principles as our guide, codified in the supreme law of our land. So we will always be a Christian nation until Jesus Christ returns. However, the people might be abandoning that ship at an alarming rate to the point where we may not have the mojo to hold on to those principles over time, is what you're really saying, right, Jim? And I want to mention that because the law is still the law. The principles are still accurate. The founding is still a reality in history. We don't want to lose that reality on the fact that a lot of people are turning their back on God.
Well, I guess there's two different ways of saying that. And what I hear you saying is that the Constitution is still the Constitution. The principles upon which it was formed and adopted are still there. The Declaration of Independence and the principles that preceded the current Constitution are still there. Those principles are sound, and so on. My point, I think, is, and we may disagree on this, but those principles are no longer being followed in policy. When we see the courts abandoning those principles, no longer following them, we see our government no longer following them. We see our government implementing policy, public policy, that is contrary to those principles. That's the alarming trend that I see happening.
I agree with your point 1,000%. The only reason I spend time to kind of adjust the language a little bit is because I want people to understand that we can change. We can return to those principles. We can and should adopt the rule of law in obedience to principle. And I don't want people to think that that is lost. A lot of people believe the Constitution is the problem. They're deceived, I believe. But they really think we got to find a better way, or we got to do something different to save us. No, we don't. We just need to return to these principles. And so that's the only reason that I kind of dig in a little bit to kind of refresh the language and the discussion point, because I believe your point's 1,000% valid. I could not agree with you more. At the same time, I don't want to lose sight of where the solutions lie.
Well, I think that goes right. This is maybe a little bit off topic for what you had planned, but the move to call for constitutional convention, Article 5 convention. I think that's misguided for the same reason, because, as you said, if we would just follow the Constitution that we have, we don't really need a new one. We don't need, you probably didn't want to get off on this sidetrack. But
no, I think you articulate the point perfectly, that we can't always be searching for ill-advised guidance that leads us away from the very solutions that we need the most, sir.
It's a distraction, and because there's some panacea in being able to make amendments to the Constitution, if it could be done at all. And I'm not sure whether it would be. I have quite doubts whether it would ever be successful. But it's a question of what makes them think that they would, our government would follow a new Constitution any better than they follow the old one. Let's get back to the one we have and follow it, and. You know, frame our public policy around the what is truly the law and what is.
Well, let's get back to what has a 200 year plus track record of incredible success. It's not perfect, and every time we go away from it, we lose ground. Every time we return to it or embrace it, we gain ground. And the reality is, it's time tested. It's true. It works. It's brought more liberty to more people in the history of the world than anything else we can historically point to, bar none, Jim.
Correct. That's exactly right. And that's what the Constitution Party does. That's what we keep. That's the main reason for our existence, that we want to guide our public figures, our politicians, our citizens, back to those founding principles and restore what has been destroyed in terms of public policy and adherence to the Constitution.
The party of integrity, liberty, and prosperity. ConstitutionParty.com, ladies and gentlemen. I want to go to the good news before we end the hour, because I always want to end on a great point. I still have faith in Jesus Christ, and I still have faith in America, in the principles that made her great in the first place. I believe if returned to could make her great again. And I want to be one of the wise virgins that put a drop of oil in my lamp a little bit at a time. I want to have faith and preparedness for when Jesus Christ returns, and I testify that he will. And I want to be among those who are prepared when he comes. The Prince of Peace, the only king we'll ever accept, ladies and gentlemen. But here's the good news. News is provided by National Day of Prayer and Fasting. I don't know if you saw this piece, Jim, but it's incredible. I don't know how to say this, but it's Unandera, Australia. For almost a decade, Australia has called the nations of the world to join in 7 days of prayer and fasting for the United States of America. This year, it'll be from April 30th to May 6th, 2021. May 6th, by the way, just so you know, is America's National Day of Prayer. That's why they're ending with that date. The theme is Life, Love, and Liberty, 2 Corinthians 3:17. April 30th is America's National Day of Repentance. That's why they're starting with that day. The National Day of Prayer, ladies and gentlemen, is a vital part of America's heritage. The first national call to prayer was back in 1775. It comes from our founders, folks. And it's really critical. So the headline, Australia calls nations of the world to pray and fast for the United States of America from April 30th to May 6th. Pray and fast for 7 days for the greatest country on earth, not because we're better than any other peoples, but because we have learned through the work and prayers and suffering of the founding fathers, we have learned the principles from the Bible, by the way, of what it takes to be a free people. And we should be a light on a hill to others. And other countries like Australia recognize this reality and are calling for a 7-day prayer for America worldwide. That gives me tremendous hope, Jim.
That is very hopeful. And, you know, that's the type of thing that's the only thing I believe is going to turn this around. There's, we like to think in terms of political solutions, and I believe political solutions should be sought. But I personally believe that they're not going to be successful unless we are changing the hearts of our American citizens, and that's done through prayer and fasting, among other things.
I don't know of the best ways to solve everything. I agree with you that political answers should be pursued and sought. The supreme law of the land, I believe, is the direction that we should take when looking for those answers. But I believe there are many things that aren't political, that we could all set aside politics and set aside vitriol and divide and be civil to one another. And we can all say, you know what, we need to pray for each other. We need to even pray for our enemies and for those who persecute us and prosecute us. We need to literally stand as peaceful followers of Jesus Christ. I believe the power of prayer is often underestimated. Some people just say, Sam, I'm not as religious as you. You go ahead and pray, and I'll continue to work on picking up my musket. Folks, we've got to take a step back and unite. I believe the power of prayer cannot be overestimated. I think it's underestimated, like you wouldn't believe, Jim.
No, you're right. I mean, and I'm afraid that too many people who are nominally Christians in this country don't utilize and don't experience the power of prayer. And, you know, that's what we need to do. We need to get back to renewal, a spiritual renewal in this country, to do the very things that you're talking about, you know, to decrease the divide, decrease the acrimony and the bitterness that is so rampant. We do need to be people of love and to express that and try to bring together, find common ground, find where we can work together and not, you know, highlight our similarities and work toward our common goals where we can, even with those that we disagree on other issues. And that's the spirit I think we should be going into with this.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know what? There's a lot of solutions out there that people have, and I believe politically speaking, the Constitution is one of them. I personally think the Constitution, the supreme law of our land, ought to be the political religion of our nation. Nevertheless, what I really think is, setting aside politics for a second, if I could pick solutions that I think would make the biggest difference, I think turning to God and repenting so that He'll heal our land and protect us, learning to forgive others so that we don't have this hatred, but that we have civility and kindness to one another, even if we disagree. So repentance, forgiveness, and humble, sincere prayer before God Almighty. I don't know any solutions when you put those together that would have a greater impact on the nation than that. Final word to you, Jim, 20 seconds.
I would just reiterate what you said. Let's work together. Let's keep our eye on the goal. Let's pursue righteousness. Let's pursue constitutional principles and the principles of this country was founded upon.
James Clymer, ladies and gentlemen, well-known constitutional attorney, chairman of the Constitution Party, constitutionparty.com. Godspeed, my friend. God bless you and the Constitution Party. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
There he goes, Mr. Jim Clymer, doing a phenomenal job, as always, on your radio. That's a wrap. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. The only question left is, will you help? ConstitutionParty.com, LovingLiberty.net, God Save the Republic of the United States of America.